Going to a baseball game is an American summer tradition, and hearing organ music played at the ballpark is part of the game experience. When teams score runs or players make hits, organ music leads the fans in cheering and chanting. At the seventh inning stretch, the organ always plays Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and in some baseball stadiums, the organist treats fans to an impromptu concert before the game and when there's a break in the action. For 41 years, fans at Chicago White Sox games have been entertained by organist Nancy Faust. But this is her last season.
White Sox fans, it's time to play ball.
Nancy Faust planned to be a school teacher, but her college friends encouraged her to apply for a job as a ballpark organist for the Chicago White Sox. She did, and she got the job. That was in 1970. Until then, she admits, she'd only attended one baseball game.
So I came in not knowing what to do exactly, but the organ was located in center field bleachers. What I did then was mainly play songs that reflected the towns that the ballplayers were from, the states. Bill Melton was from California, so I played California, Here We Come. But since then, I've branched out, and I do more crazy far out things.
Like making musical commentary on the action.
He just threw his bat. Bat is made out of Norwegian wood? Maybe it isn't, but today it will be.
In October, at the end of this season, Faust is retiring. Over 41 years, she says she's seen the game of baseball change, and it's time for her to move on.
When I started playing here back in 1970, the entertainment consisted solely of the organ music. Things have changed drastically since then. We have the scoreboard games, races, quizzes, dancing, just a myriad of entertainment that wasn't available in those days.
And many organists are being replaced by recorded CDs.
The sounds that you hear eventually at the park could be sounds you're hearing at any sport, any mall, any nightclub. It's just kind of lost its individuality.
But the fans haven't lost their enthusiasm for Faust. On this hot summer day, the White Sox are playing the Yankees, and the fans are lining up to say goodbye.
My name's Paul Gusselies. Nancy knows me. I say hi to her all the time. She knows my family, Christina and Kirsten, and my nephew, Steven. My dad, even though he's a Cub fan, we go up on the third base side and stand in line and say hi to Nancy. Hearing her play, it's just, it reminds me of baseball, you know. It's like old school baseball, just, and the crowd's always more into it from her compared to the piped-in music. I just definitely going to miss her.
Another fan suggests a song to play when the Yankees are batting.
Can you play Mrs. Robinson for Robinson Canoe, and also Inagata De Vita for Gardner?
I hope that fan was listening.
For four decades, Nancy Faust's life has revolved around baseball and the White Sox. She set her wedding date on a weekend when the team was playing out of town. And the only five games she's missed were when her son Eric was born 27 years ago. Looking ahead, Faust admits she'll miss the interacting with fans and performing before 40,000 people.
I've kind of laughed to myself how my husband Joe and my son Eric have endured countless days and nights of my practicing at home so that I could come here with my best act, so that I could go to work. And I think I really wasn't going to work. I had them fooled, but I really did. I wasn't going to work. I was leaving the house and going straight to a grand party. This is a grand party.
It's a party Faust has enjoyed with three generations of the team's fans.
I I've followed milestones in terms of births and deaths and marriages and divorces. You know, you see it all happen. And the sad thing is I'll come back in the spring and I'll find out that some of the old-timers are no longer with us. And then I'm greeted by the new babies, too. You know, you see life happening right before your eyes.
At the end of this season, the Chicago White Sox will mark Nancy Faust's retirement by naming the organ booth after her. Next spring, although there will be another organist in the booth, for longtime fans, it will be a different baseball game. For VOA News, I'm Philip Gratzer in Chicago.